Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey, everybody. I am so excited to share with you someone who is very, very special to me and to a lot of people for good reason. Nicole Housen is joining me today. Nicole, hello.
Hi.
I'm so happy you're here. So Nicole has had an amazing journey over the last 6 months. It's actually kind of shocking. And so I feel like the best person to tell her story is none other than the woman herself. So can you share a little bit with us about your journey as a social media manager, or even what happened before you were a social media manager, Nicole?
Sure. Okay. So I moved away for college and then had moved back home, and I was waiting for my semester of college to start down here. And I had like 3-4 months that I had to kill time for, and I didn't really want to get a part-time job somewhere else. And when I went away for college, I had taken a social media marketing class and loved it. It was my favorite class. And so I thought, you know what, I'll give it a whirl and I'll see what happens. So I put an ad out on Kijiji, and so like Craigslist, I guess, concept, and landed a client 3 months later, or no, sorry, 3 weeks later. And it was one of those moments where you're like, wait, did that really just work the way it did? So they were... they're from here, but their company was in the States, and then they had a sister company in the UK. So it was kind of really cool to work with them, and so I learned a lot from them. And so I started 4 years ago, and over time, it just kind of grew. I took my marketing diploma and worked my way through, and then when I graduated, I was like, do I get a job at a marketing agency? And at that point, I had enough clients that it just didn't make sense to shut it down, so I just kept going.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of worked from there. So,
and it's worked very well, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about the last 6 months, because I think that there's something that critically pivoted in your business about 6 months ago. And you not only had growth, but growth mm-hmm. in every single area of your life. So can you share with us a little bit of that journey? I think it's so exciting.
Yeah. So actually last year, right around like the end of August, September, I had lost a bunch of clients, and I wasn't really sure what to do. And so I thought about maybe stopping and just shutting it all down. And I really didn't want to do that. But I didn't feel like there was any other option at that point. So I ended up doing a lot of interviews, like a ton of interviews, and they all went really well, but I never got a call back. And I went to one interview and I nailed it. And I was like, I'm going to walk out with this job. It was really great. It was a huge opportunity. And then the weirdest thing happened at the end of my interview. My phone was actually off when I went in, and it started ringing, and I couldn't get it to shut off. It was the stupidest thing, and it ruined the whole entire interview. And when I walked out, nobody had called. There was nothing. So I don't know what happened, but I feel like it was one of those moments where it just was fluke, because I ended up landing a client like 2 days later. And everything kind of started. And then I discovered you and SMU and did the $1 trial, and completely like just game changer. So.
Absolutely. So some people might be like, okay, game changer, life changer. I've heard all of that before.
Yeah.
Your business grew. I want to guess. Actually, I'm not going to guess. Did it double?
So I doubled my business in less than 2 months, just after applying everything that I learned, and learning how to kind of streamline my business a bit more too, and just overall. So, and so I've doubled in 6 months, doubled my revenue from last year. So it's just crazy.
Now, one of the things that I do have to shout you out for, because this is huge. So a lot of us are given awesome opportunities at different points. And I know like there've been opportunities in the past that I've walked. Oh, we lost you for a second. Nicole will be right back. She's back. We got her. Half a second of delay. So, We all get awesome opportunities in life, but not everybody takes advantage of the opportunities that are in front of them right now. So I have to shout you out first and foremost for being an action taker, for someone who is passionate, someone who is excited about what you do. Like, your excitement is, doesn't it radiate? Like, if you're watching live as we're recording this, you can tell that Nicole loves what she does. She loves working with her clients. Share with us a little bit about some of the fun that you've had with your clients.
I've worked with so many different businesses and different industries. So learning a little bit more about each one, the fitness industry and then entertainment, and then just there's so many different things that you learn and get to know people. I love seeing the their businesses just kind of explode and seeing their successes and just getting overall like good feedback. So from people being like, oh, you know what, I followed this company and they have no idea that I helped them. And all of a sudden, like, I see them everywhere. And so it's really cool to see and hear about stuff like that for sure.
Absolutely. Is there one win that comes to mind that you had where you're like, this was my crowning moment, the moment where I was like, yes, all the hard work was absolutely worth it?
There's so many. I just sat down like a few weeks ago and wrote out my wins, and I tried to do it a few months back and I was like, I got nothing. And so I sat down again and I looked at my wins and I was like, oh my gosh, like it's changed so much. And there's so many successes now. So
I love that. Now, when you think about like the next year, because when you joined the $1 trial, you had no idea, I'm sure, as a lot of people are like, $1, it can't actually have any value. It can't actually impact my life. But now suddenly you're able to see possibilities that maybe weren't a possibility before. What are you most excited about over the next year? Like, what big things are you looking forward to, or what clients do you want to work with?
I really, really love the mental health industry. So it's something I'm very passionate about. And so knowing that I can do that now and watch their businesses, and I have so many ideas and ways that they can grow relationships with their customers. So I really enjoy working with those types of businesses. I like helping pretty much every business, especially entrepreneurs. But that's really where my passion is. And I get so excited when I know that what I'm doing is making a difference. I mean, it makes a difference for the businesses. But when I know that I'm making an impact on people's lives too, it just makes me really happy.
Absolutely. And it's so obvious. I mean, everyone's like blowing up the chat over here saying like, you can tell she loves people. She's the real deal. One of the things that stands out about you, Nicole, to me is that you care so much. You care about your clients. You care about the people that surround you. And you've just got so much awesome energy to you. So one of the questions I have, other people might be saying like, what were some of the key shifts? Like, was it your mindset? Was it the systems? What comes to mind is like the biggest shifts that happened in order for you to double your business and ultimately make this like a long-term career?
So I guess there was that shift of mindset, I guess, but the way I was doing things too. So I was very, I didn't want to come across too pushy in trying to get clients. I wasn't doing a lot of networking or anything. And so it was kind of laid back in how I was getting my clients. And it was just this moment of, you know what, I can't sit back anymore. I need to actually put myself out there and try. And so I started doing things that I wasn't really comfortable with. Facebook Lives were one of the most terrifying things that I ever started doing. But I love them now. I get really excited. I have a hard time sitting still. So usually I'm like jumping all over the place. But I get really excited. I just the mindset and building these relationships with other business owners. I do a lot of like free workshops and different training whenever I can, just so that way I can see other people grow. And just putting myself out there and getting past the fear of putting yourself out there, I guess.
I think that's amazing. And I'm the same way. It's hard for me to sit still for like an hour. I'm like, I can't do this. I need to like walk or go, you know, ride on a bicycle while I'm doing this Facebook Live or something. But okay. So one question I have is, there might be some people who are on the fence about joining Social Media United And they're like, I don't know, is this real? This $1 trial, how can $1 provide value? What would you say to the person who's like, I'm on the fence. I don't know if, you know, it worked for her, but can it work for me?
Mm-hmm. There's something there. The amount of training that's in there, the amount of resources. I mean, the Facebook group in itself, and the connections you build with other social media managers and business owners, it's so great to be a part of that community. I feel like I have friends all over the world, even though I've met like maybe five of them. You build these connections with people and these relationships with people. So that in itself is amazing. But the challenges that are in there that help you put yourself out there. I mean, I didn't know where to start, and this was able to get me started. And for a dollar, it's just, it's a dollar.
I love it so much. Okay. So one question I have is, so if someone's watching this and they're like, I love her passion and her energy and how she cares. And they're like, but will she work with this type of client? You know, this is what my business is. Tell us a little bit about who your ideal and dream clients are, the ones that you just, you're like, we're going to knock it out of the park and have a blast. Tell me a little bit about those relationships.
So mental health industry is a huge one, but I guess health in general, and then business to business. Every business can benefit from social media, and there's a ton of reasons why they can. I would work really just about with any business, but those are the two, the business to business and the mental health industry. Those are the ideal clients that I absolutely love working with.
I love that so much. And I'm really excited, Nicole, because it's been just, it makes me happy every day to see your growth and to see your wins and see how much you've developed personally and professionally. Because that's what it's about. It's not just about making money. It's about becoming the person that you've always dreamed of being. And you've truly done that. And it's so exciting because I know this is only like the first chapter. There's still the whole next year. There's still the next years to come after that. So for the person who is watching this saying, how did Nicole get started in SMU? The link to join is smutrial.com to get started for $1. There's no risk to you. And you will get access to the membership, the training, the community, all kinds of access. Obviously, I'm even in there every single day. It is so much fun. Nicole's in there. Nicole's one of the biggest cheerleaders in the entire community. Can't you all attest to that? She's wonderful. So one question I have is, Nicole, where can people learn more about you?
So it's AIM Social Media Marketing. So we're everywhere. So the website's AIM, and then it's SM and then marketing. So
put it up on the screen for anyone. So it is AIM SM Marketing. We got it?
Yep. Perfect. So AIM's in the middle. Yep.
AIM, kind of like AOL in Instant Messenger, social media. Perfect. So thank you so, so much for joining me, Nicole. You have been so inspiring to so many people in SMU and to me. Every single day, I'm like, what is she up to today? What is she going to do? Like, what mountain is she going to climb personally or professionally? So thank you for joining me. You've been an amazing, amazing part of the Social Media United community. And obviously from the outpouring of love, even as we're recording this, I didn't even post all the comments. So you'll have to go back and read them all. Or if you're listening to the podcast, search this Facebook Live, because it's pretty powerful to see how many people are just amazed with Nicole. Nicole, thank you so much for joining me. This has been a blast.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. We'll see you next time. Cheers.